In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the fifth parak of Masechta Midot. The Mishnah begins, Shesh leshachot hayu ba'azara. That there were six different chambers within the Azara itself on their sides. Shalosh betzathon, three on the northern side, v'shalosh badaram, and three on the southern side. Sheh betzathon, those on the northern side are as follows. The Mishnah explains, we have lishchat melach, lishchat parve, and lishchat medichim. Interestingly here, there is another girsa. There's another version of this Mishnah that says it doesn't actually, not actually in the tzafon, it rather it means in the darom, in the southern side. And that's, if you're using Kati's diagrams, that's how he draws it. So he goes according to that explanation based on the Gemara in Yoma. So that's why, if you're looking at the diagram, it's towards the top of the page. So that's Lishchat HaMelech. It's the eastern of the three, the eastern most of the three, so the first one as you entering the Azara, but it's again according to the diagram, it's really in the back corner, so the southeast corner. So the first one is, as we said, Lishchat HaMelech, Lishchat HaParva, and Lishchat HaMedichim. We'll explain what they all in a moment. First is Lishchat HaMelech. What was that used for? Melech meaning salt. Shesham hayu notnim melech lekorbanot. That's where the salt was stored. As you remember, the korbanot, any korban that was placed on the Mizbeach had to be salted. So that's where it was stored. Next is Lishchat HaParva. So what was that used for? That's Shesham hayu molchim orot kadashim. That's where they salted the hides of the korbanot. Different explanations exactly why it was called that. One understanding is that's the name of the individual who donated money to build it, the individual who built it, I should say. And another explanation is referred to the parim, the parver referring to his language of parim that were sold there. And Mishnah adds, Va'al gaga, on top of the lishchat parva, that was hayabet fila l'kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. That's the location where the kohen gadol immersed. There was a mikveh there. If you recall, we learned this back in Masechta Yoma, but every time, because the coin had to keep on changing between his gold clothes, his white clothes, aside from the first tefillah he did, all the other tefillot were performed over there in the Lishchat HaParva. Sorry, on top of the Lishchat HaParva, so it was above it. The final one is Lishchat HaMedichim. That was, what was that used for? Shamil Medichim, they would clean out the Kirvei Kadashim. They would clean out the stomachs of the Korbanot prior to being offered. Now recall, the stomachs that were cleaned out there, when it came to the intestines, that were cleaned out on the Shulchan, on the tables, which we made reference to in yesterday's Mishnah. However, the Mishnah explains, Umisham, it was there in the Lishchat HaParva, that's where the Mesiba or Lelagag, that's where the staircase was for the Kohen to ascend and go on top of the Beit HaParva Lishchat HaParva, referring to the Kohen Gadol, to go there to immerse in that mikvah, as explained on Yom Kippur, between changing clothes. Let's learn Mishnah Dalet. Shebedarom, on the southern side, there are also three Lishachot. One was Lishchat HaEtz, Lishchat HaGola, and Lishkat HaGazit. So what were these all for? Lishkat ha'etz, what's that? Etz seems to refer to wood. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he says, Shechachti ma'am shemeshet. I don't remember what it was used for. Abba Shaul, however, explains, says, Lishkat Kohen Gadol. That was a Lishkat Kohen Gadol. What's that reference to? If you recall, we said back in Masechta Yoma, there was a Lishka, it was referred to as Lishkat HaPardin, Palhedrin, according to another reading of it. And because the coin, if you remember, he was separated from his house and he dwelled, his bayit was on the Lishchat Palhedrin, or Parhedrin. He stayed there for the week before before Yom Kippur, and in preparation for Yom Kippur. And explains, V'hi aita achorei shteihem. And that Lishka was situated behind these other two lishchaot in that location, Lishchat Gola and Lishchat Agazit. And it says, V'gag shloshtam, and their roof levels were all equal. I neglected to mention again at this point that Mishnah, we have to do a girsa change in this Mishnah as well, meaning that we're not talking about the southern side now, according to the way we've explained it, so it fits in with the pictures we're used to in the Gemara, but we're talking about the northern side, so it's like the bottom of the diagram. Albeit the Kati diagram doesn't actually draw out this Lishchat HaPalhedrin being actually behind it. It looks like it's between it, but we'll leave that for your own further study. And let's continue. Lishchat HaGola. What was Lishchat HaGola? Sheshamei Aber Kavua. There was a well there. The Gal Gal Natunala. And there was a it was a well, so it was a means of a pulley system, if you like, to draw up water. That was the water source for the Azara if they ever needed water for various korbanot, for drinking and for cooking as well. Why is it called Gola? One understanding is because of the Galgal, meaning the fact there was a pulley system. Another understanding is that the Ole Gola dug that well. That's the explanation of the Baradura, meaning those that came up from the Gola, from the exile, from Babel. They were the ones that dug it. Let's continue. Lishchat HaGazit, that was the final one. That was Sham Hayata Sanhedrin Gadol Shel Yisrael Yosheva. That's where the highest court in the Jewish judicial system, that's where it was seated. According to, again, the reading we're doing of this Mishnah, on the northeastern corner of the Azara. That's where they were seated. Shaman HaSanhedrin Gadol Shel Yosef Vadana Et Hakuna. One of the tasks that they did is they would also deal with any issues that related to Kohanim. And one implication of this is as follows. Kohen Shinim Zabu Psul. If they would determine whether a Kohen if he had something wrong with him, the question is this a mum? Is this a problem that would make it that the Kohen could not serve in the Beit HaMikdash or not? Importantly, by the way, that the Lishchat HaGazit was half Kodesh and half Chol, meaning half it was considered like the Kedusha of the Azara, the sanctity of the Azara, and half it wasn't. So the Sanhedrin themselves sat in a semicircle in the Chol side. That's where they were seated. And the Kohen, if you like, would come in the Kodesh side to be assessed. So again, the Mishnah says, Kohen Shinimtza Bo Psul, if it was found out to be something wrong with him, Lovesh Shchorim, he would be clothed in black and wrap himself up in black clothes, cloak, V'yotzeh V'olechlo, he'd have to leave. V'shelon Nimtza Bo Psul, if however a Kohen, they determine this Kohen is absolutely fine, he's fit for work, there's nothing wrong with him, then he was Lovesh Lavanim, Umitatef Lavanim, literally means he'd clothe himself in white and wrap himself in white. Kohen Tiferet Yisrael means he'd put on the big day kahuna so he could go to Avodah. And then Nichnas, he would be able to enter the Azara from that location, Emechav HaKohanim, with his brothers, to join his brothers in the worship, in the Avodah, in the Beit HaMikdash. Actually, I just want to correct one point. I'm not exactly sure if he would stand when he was being assessed, if he would simply go into the Chol side. Before I said he would stood in the Kodesh side, but let's leave that point. But let's continue. But what would happen after they found that this Kohen was kosher, he didn't have a psul, he would be able to be in Big Day Kohuna and join his brothers in the other Kohenim in the Avodah Beit HaMikdash. It says, V'yom tav yosum, they make a yontav. Shalom nimtza psul bezaro shalana kohen, that they found that there was a psul, something, a issue with a Kohen was not found with the offspring of Aaron HaKohen, so they make a celebration out of the fact. V'kach yomrim, and this is what they would say, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu. Basically, Baruch Hashem, Shalom nimtza psul bezaro shel Aaron, that the psul was not found in the offspring of Aaron HaKohen. Baruch Hu, and blessed is Hashem as well, Shebachar Baron, that chose Aaron uvanav and his children la'amod, to stand the shor lifnei Hashem, to serve before Hashem, the Beit Kodshei HaKodashim, in the Beit HaMikdash. And with that, we finish Masechta Midot, Mitzvah Hashem. All these images we have in our heads shall be realized soon with the building of the Beit HaMikdash. And having learned the Mishnahs, it should be familiar when we be zoichet to enter there. It shouldn't be so new. We'll be able to be very familiar and know exactly what's going on. B'mehera v'ameinu. And tomorrow we start Masechta Kinim. Those are Mishnah today.